Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the California Angels and the City of Los Angeles, on the occasion of Her Majesty's royal visit, please welcome internationally renowned opera star Enrico Palazzo.
Yes, he's in the intensive care ward at Our Lady of the Worthless Miracle.
You should have been pulled in the front room. They have faith in you.
Welcome to the latest edition of the Palazzo Podcast, 2 L's, 2 Z's. Today it's Govier only, as Christopher Deary is enjoying a wonderful time in the great up north in the state of Michigan. If you haven't seen it, you're missing out. Plan that family vacation right now at michigan.gov. Today's show is Michael Govier diving into the world of Reddit. Yes, the subreddit, Fantasy Baseball. Particularly, anything goes. This is a thread where people post endless posts and commentary about ads, drops, and trades. Who should I pick up? Who should I drop? Who should I trade for? Should I trade this guy? Should I trade that guy? There is a lot going on in there. And Govier's going to dissect it all live on YouTube. And now, in podcast form, you are catching this version. Make sure 5-star rating, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts. Both would be great. Really help out the show and make it grow. We want you, and we can't be anything without you. Yes, you. Give yourself a high five right now. After you're done with that high five, strap in and get your pens and papers ready, because this one's going to be a doozy of an episode. Take it away, boy!
God damn those beers.
Utah, give me two.
Give me two! Michael Govier here. Look, it's me. This is a official show. Palazzo Podcast. That's right! How you feeling? How you doing? Are you living large? Great to be here. We're doing the big show here. This is the full version. This is not the Palazzo Podcast Prospect Power Half Hour. Hey, Joe, what's up? Are you here yet, Anthony? Govier won't start unless you are here. Well, that's bullshit, because we know whenever Anthony gets here, that's when the show officially starts. But I got to go on my own time, Anthony. I got mouths to feed. Actually, I don't have mouths to feed at all. That's total BS. I don't have any kids whatsoever. Where did I come up with that one, huh? What's wrong with me? Who am I?
Wow, dude.
Yeah, wow, dude. Anyways, we're here, Palazzo Podcast at protonmail.com. I never checked that email because nobody ever sent emails to it, and I've basically abandoned it, but it does still exist. Unfortunately, it did cost me opportunities. That's 2 L's, 2 Z's, by the way.
Utah, give me two.
Cost me an opportunity to be in the Razz Bowl because I did not check the links that I was being sent, so I missed out on that. That's football, though, and not everybody gives a shit about football. Am I right? Today's show is going to be real simple. I'm just going to be talking and looking and analyzing and considering all the notions related to the subreddit, the fantasy baseball subreddit, that is. Yes, people live in fear of that subreddit, but I will tell you this. Jasper, what's up, dude? Jasper, time is flying by. We still have so much to talk about with your website. Guys, I got to be honest. Started at FTN. That's news, by the way. Yep. Yay! Thank you very much. I'm now at FTN doing baseball coverage. I'm also doing bets, FTN Daily, FTN Fantasy, FTNBets.com. All three are different websites. Give me three! Chad says, can you send me endless amounts of alcohol to drown my reliever sorrows? Oh, buddy, that's terrible. I'm so sorry for your troubles. You don't deserve that. But you know what you need to do? You need to put a smile on your face, Chad, because there's better days ahead. And we'll talk relievers. We'll talk all kinds of stuff. But as I was saying, Jasper, I feel swamped. I feel like there's always something to do right now. Yesterday, we did the Palazzo Podcast Prospects Power Half Hour, which you should check out. Me, Ben Chase, and Phil Goyette. We did your Discord questions. So if you want to hear the answers to those questions, go check that episode out. Subscribe to the Palazzo Podcast YouTube, 2Ls, 2Zs, if you aren't doing that already. If you're a newcomer, if you're a regular, this is all noise and nonsense that you've heard before. So I understand you wanting to ignore me. Yeah, I know. It's shocking. Chad says, can we talk about how they are just baseball kickers and should be banned? Wow, dude!
Damn!
Chad's throwing some shade already. That's what Chad does best. Chad is also very knowledgeable, and I love the fact that he's part of the Discord now. Him, Bob Dole, have been fun additions to our regular crew who's been there since day one. Y'all know who you are. I'm not going to repeat all your names. Anywho, FTN is a busy, busy time for me. And my new article for FTN, baseball-focused, fantasy baseball, Grooving with Govier. That's right. It's live, and it's available. So if you like to read about fantasy baseball and you maybe want to learn a thing or two while also being entertained, you know, it's a little bit of everything. I provide you with analysis, thoughts, players that I think maybe we should be talking about or you should consider. Jasper says, man, I've been so freaking busy. Jasper, I hear you, brother. I hear you. I think you need to open up a
Coors.
Or maybe you're a mountains of Bush. Maybe you're a Bushman, Coors man. I don't know what you are. Whatever it is, you probably earned it because you've been working your butt off. And if you work hard, you deserve an ice cold beverage at the end of the day.
Flawless victory.
That's right. But at any rate, Grooving with Govier is live, and I'm really excited about it. I owe so much to Vlad Sedler. I really do. He has been my Sherpa. He has given me the opportunity to expand into new territory, if you will. Manifest destiny. That didn't work out so well for the Native Americans, though. That's kind of, maybe that's not the best example. But, you know.
Victory lap certified.
Yeah, not for the Native Americans. They got screwed. But my point being is that Vlad has taken me up the mountain with him, the FTN mountain. And he has been my, like, supporter. He has fought for me. And he got me aboard and now we're there, and Grooving with Govier is live. You know, pitching grooves, you get it? I know groovy is a dated word, so don't think we're taking it back to the 60s. We're talking pitching grooves. Grooving it in there. Call strike. Strike three. Hey, strike. What's your strike call? You guys got your strike calls all ready to go? I used to be an umpire in Little League and high school baseball. In once, maybe college? No, just kidding. No college, just high school. But I did tournaments and stuff. And I love to do it. Hey, strike. Or you can do the Palazzo. Enrico Palazzo. Hey, 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 hey. Woo.
Utah. Give me two.
Oh, man. That's so much funny. Jasper says, Jack and Coke, rolling smoke. Well, that all rhymes and it all probably helps. Chad's talking about, you need to talk me out of replacing him with the currently hot Paul DeJong. Wait, who are we replacing? Oh, it's time to jettison Yandy. Yandy Diaz? Yeah. I would absolutely pick up Paul DeJong for Yandy Diaz. Non-OBP, of course. OBP, Yandy Diaz can give you steady Eddie service in OBP leagues. But Paul DeJong's going to fade out. But right now he's hot. And when Paul DeJong gets hot, there's a lot of homers that come with that. And you want to be a part of that. You want to be in business with Paul DeJong while he's crushing it. My final verdict on that one. Easy call. Good call, though, Chad. Point being is I want to thank Vlad. Thanks to everybody at FTN who's brought me aboard and been so helpful. There's so many people there have been so cool. So I'm really excited for the FTN experience. Nothing changes here. We are still doing our thing. The Palazzo Podcast, 2Ls, 2Zs, lives on.
Utah.
All day, every day. The Palazzo Discord, Palazzo Patreon, if you want to take it up a notch. You know, I've learned a lot of lessons this year about the Patreon, and it's fascinating because this is my first year doing a Patreon, in case you didn't know that. By the way, here it is, Grooving with Govier. There it is. This is my debut article. Look at that graphic. Isn't that sweet? So if you want to be a part of this experience, you can go to ftnfantasy.com. It's right there. I'll also drop the link here in the live chat. I got all kinds of stuff in here. I talked about some Dean Kramer. Look at that Dean Kramer tweet. Isn't that funny? Sing us a song, yo, the Dino Man. I thought that was funny. That's why I put it in the article. There could be only one. A lot of movie references in my articles. Each of these headlines, never let them see you coming. That's from the Devil's Advocate, Al Pacino. I'm not leaving. I think everybody knows what that is. That's in relation to George Kirby. So all of it's available. Grooving with Govier, ftnfantasy.com. And if you guys want to sign up for a subscription package, this is the most important thing. If you're going to sign up for any package at FTN, whether it's FTN Fantasy, FTN Bets, FTN Daily, use the promo code MJGOVA, please. Because if you're going to sign up anyways, you get to save some money, and it'll let them know that you signed up because I'm a part of things now. And the more they know that, the more better off I'll be at FTN. So if you want to do that, just make sure you use that promo code MJGOVIER. G-O-V is in Victor, I-E-R. That's how it's done. That's how Doug does it. That's how I do it. All right, so I want to get into what we need to do here. Like, actually, this has really been business time, so should have started the business time music a while ago. What's your dancing face? What kind of face do you make when you're dancing? Because every one of you out there, you make a face when you're dancing. You're like, what is it? I want to know. I would love to see everybody's dancing face. I think that's hilarious, just that concept in itself. Woo! Chad says, other options besides Paul DeYoung are Lars Nootbaar, Dan Vogelbaum's, Tyler Naquin. Tyler Naquin, dude. That's the guy in Detroit's best player, Harold Castro. Yeah, how about Harold Castro, man? He's been fun. But I'm going Tyler Naquin. Now, I know he won't play necessarily every day, but he's on the strong side of that platoon. I actually wrote about that in Groovin' with Govier today, ftnfantasy.com. And I think in daily lineup leagues, you can absolutely roster Tyler Naquin. You'd just be sitting him when he doesn't play. But in weekly settings, I understand how it'd be a lot more challenging for you. And I don't want to make your life any harder than it already is, you know?
Wow, dude.
Yeah, I know. Wow, dude. But that's my opinion there. I think Naquin's a great trade for the Mets. They made a smart move there. Joe says, we make sure to discuss the hot topic, the high-rolling NFBC players of the day. In person or losers or online winners. Yeah. I jumped into that for a second, and that's my bad. I guess I should have read the whole thread. There's a thread on Twitter today, and I posted this a couple months ago, so I was already thinking about this and seeing some possibilities, though I didn't do the research, about the main event, the NFBC main event, $1,700 entry fee, huge grand prize overall, $7,000 if you win the individual league. And my contention is that players who play on online are going to be the ones who finish at the top because the best players go in person, and they get put in leagues with a lot of really tough players. But it turns out, I guess a lot of the evidence doesn't support that when you start to look at it from a statistical and analytical point of view. As I think somebody from Razzball took a look at it, and even Rob Silver says the stats don't support it. So, Joe, I think what I'll do, I don't want to miss the opportunity. This year I went to Las Vegas. It seems like last year. Woo! Where'd the time go? This year, I went to Las Vegas in March, and I did my first live main event draft, and there's like 8 drafts going on at once, and it's a huge event. But there's a lot of people who play in those who do at least 2. They'll do 1 online and then 1 in person, and I wish I could have afforded that. I barely could afford to do the 1, so I guess if I had my druthers, I don't want to miss the experience of going to Vegas and kicking it at the Bellagio and in Vegas and doing the fun thing, meeting people face-to-face, getting to know them better in reality and real time. But I think online, last year was my first year playing the main event in 2021. And I did it online. There was no Vegas because of COVID. And I finished third in my league. Is that a coincidence? Is that luck? Who the hell knows? But, Joe, I think it's a funny topic. I dig it. Jamie says, I'm a mummy face. This mummy face? I don't know what mummy face is. Joe says, squinty eyes for sure. Like, oh, yeah, this is squinty eyes dancing face. Yeah, like that? Okay. Butu Inc. says, dancing face, unblinking eyes wide as possible, pursed lips, and beet red face. Oh, man, that's funny. I like that. That makes me feel like you know what you're talking about. You know what? That's the more you know for sure. No doubt about it. Oh, they started playing a different song? You assholes. I swear I had this on loop. These fuckers screwed me. Why do these people screw me like this? I'm trying to run a business here for crying out loud. I had loop video on. So if you're wondering where the music comes from, it comes from that. Loop video on. Thanks a lot. This is what happens when you're trying to host a show, talk about fantasy baseball, produce the show, read the comments, maybe type some comments all at the same time. Sometimes it goes sideways. I'd love to do a show together. Chris Deary, my partner, is up north. He's up north in Michigan right now. Beautiful time of year to be up north in Michigan. And I hope he's having a great time. Jamie says, I can see why you call it Grooving with Govier. Now you do. That's right. Jasper is in the comments. Timeline on the site is looking around January 1st. Gives me time to get everyone who's participating or going to have pages of their stuff set up with admin rights and all that. I think that's a smart call, Jasper. Jasper has his own website. It's baseball, sports focused. It's going to be great. So you'll hear more about that down the road, but I think it's smart to get organized. Chad says, so this came up the last time everyone was hurt, but how does the playing time work out with Brian Anderson and Berti coming back next week? Or does it not matter now that Cooper is hurt? I'm going to table that one for a minute, Chad. I'll come back to that, okay? Because I'm interested. All right. Speaking of other business, the Patreon is still active. I've learned a lot of lessons from it. There's so many other things I can do with it, and I'm learning about that this year. It's year one of the Patreon. It's never going to close. I'm always going to want to do it because I love our world. I love our Discord world. I love our Palazzo Podcast Discord people. It's so much fun. Every day you guys are in there. People are talking about betting, DFS, roster decisions, trade offers, relievers, Screaming Into the Void. Ah! We got that channel. The Screaming Into the Void channel is very underrated. A lot of people love that one. Ah! Pretty cool, huh? So if you want to have a good time, and you want to win money, and you want to connect with people who aren't dicks, except that one guy... That one guy who came in the other day and said that I was spamming the subreddit, which we're about to dive into. We're doing subreddit review. We're just going to scroll through the Fantasy Baseball Anything Goes subreddit and look at the trades and ads and drops and people's posts, and we'll analyze them. But one guy said I was spamming it by sharing the Discord. And I didn't. Spamming is like nonstop, like boom, 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 boom. That is not what I did. I just dropped the Discord link in twice in 4 days? Sounds like that guy was taking it way too personally. Get a clue, bro. But I don't take it personally. Some people, they have personal issues and they have severe trauma they've never dealt with. So it manifests itself in other ways. And it's really, really kind of bizarre. Also, I haven't listened to the Palazzo audio side, which is always available. 5-star review, guys. Please, please, 5-star review. Can we get some more reviews? I'm really, really dry on the reviews. If you've never reviewed the show, please do so on Apple Podcasts. And also click the 5-star button on Spotify. We're trying to get that rating back up because we got a couple dings from somebody. Who knows? People, you know, we're not perfect. We make mistakes. We're not great. We're good. I think we're pretty damn solid, though. So I'll put us up against any show in the biz. Bottom line is this. The rating would help. 5 stars, please. Thank you so much. If you haven't done it, would you just please do it one time? And of course, subscribe to the YouTube if you've never done that. But on the podcast side, I've officially enacted advertisements. I know. Can you believe I've done it? They said it would never be done, but... That's right. So on the podcast versions, there's going to be ads, supposedly, and I haven't heard it yet because I haven't tried it out, but I have set them up and enacted them because RedCircle.com is our platform. And we got enough downloads from all of you that people want to advertise. So that's a good thing, you know? It's only no big deal. You can always fast forward through them anyways, right? Who cares? It's brief. There's one at the beginning, one in the middle, and one at the end. And I also focus the insertion point on it, at least for the new episode that I posted for the Palazzo Podcast Prospects Power Half Hour yesterday. I put the insertion point just ideally in the middle, so it's not like mid-sentence. It was after kind of a wrap-up of a discussion about a prospect, I believe. So there it is. That's a lot of the business going on here. 2-4, and I'll leave it at that. Thank you so much for your time and energy.
Genius, genius, genius.
Yeah, that's us. That's genius, genius, genius. Let's get into what we used to call, and we still do, leading off. Boop. Okay, and today in leading off, we'd like to spotlight a player, shine a light on somebody, whether it's better or for worst.
Good. Our first catch of the day.
Yeah, we call it the catch of the day. The first catch of the day, as you would say. Yeah. Oh, Joe says, hey, we're going to do ads. Also, screw ads. Fast forward through them. I would expect nothing less from Govi. Thank you, Joe. That comment means so much to me. By the way, Joe texted me this week because I flashed my phone number in the Discord accidentally. And it was so great to hear from you, Joe. Keep texting me. Keep the text coming. My phone number's right here, too, so it was never a secret. If you look at the scroller below, you can call the show in real time. And I'll put you on the air right now. So it's actually a real thing, believe it or not. But I just want you guys to be aware of the fact that my phone number is not really a secret. I tried to make it a secret for, like, elite Patreon patrons when I first created the Patreon earlier this year. Nobody used it. So what can I tell you? All right, can we go back now to this? This was the Bertie versus Anderson situation. So I'm actually using the catch of the day here to talk about...
Good. Our first catch of the day.
John Bertie. So Bertie's ready to rock and roll and do his thing with the Marlins. The problem here I see is this. Do you really think you're going to get the guy that we saw this? I mean, what he did earlier in the year was just stupid. It was so dumb.
We're going to get all in your face and point out your faults.
No, we're not trying to do that. I'm just trying to tell you that John Bertie was not... he's not that guy permanently. He had a streak. It was epic. He got hurt. He's been out for a bit. Now he's coming back. Okay. Glad he's back. And me and Eric Cross still roster him in the tag team league that we run together. So we're going to be playing John Bertie, but we're not going to expect what we saw earlier in the year where he was just a speed demon. Where he was so impressive that I had to write a song about him, which I did. You can catch that here on the YouTube. It's called Hurried Bertie Man. Pretty good one. I thought it was one of my better songs. By the way, I owe us some more songs. I got to release a new song on the Patreon ASAP. If I could just find 10 minutes to breathe, I got a great idea for a new song that's going to come out soon. But bottom line here, Brian Anderson, John Bertie on the mend, on the move here. Joey Wendell is a guy that I actually wrote about in Patreon post the other day, which was toasty. Five guys to fade, five hitters to fade specifically. And, you know, Joey Wendell is going to lose some playing time. John Bertie will play more than him, so I'm putting Bertie over Wendell. But Anderson, I don't know where Brian Anderson fits in this picture. That's the big mystery to me. I just don't know if I can really fine. Oh my God, I'm getting murdered now in my head-to-head home league. Something bad happened. Oh, Nick Lodolo had a bad first inning, guys. Feel the dreams? More like feel the screams. Good God, what a nightmare for me. Oh, I need the Gilbert Gottfried scream. Nick Lodolo, why? Why? Why did I choose you over Josiah Gray, Nick Lodolo? Thanks a lot, Bin Laden. Jesus.
Can't trust it.
Yeah, you're damn right. I can't trust it. Oh, this is a disappointing... Man, I'm getting roasted now. I feel like my home league is falling apart, guys. Look, I'm going to pull this up real quick just so we can go live in real time so you can see this because, man, what a bummer. What a bummer, dude. What a bummer. I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry. Oh, we got tons of comments here, too. Chad says, I'm expecting 270 and 1-2 steals per week from Bertie. Okay, I'm with you, Chad. Let's do that. If you combine Anderson and Bertie, you would have the perfect player. Yes, you would. Emmanuel Rivera, 2 home runs today? You know, Arizona, they sneakily picked him up at the deadline from the Royals for nothing. Or for Luke Weaver. Luke Weaver's not nothing. I'm sorry, Luke Weaver. No disrespect to you. I didn't mean that. But, you know,
You have failed.
No, I have not failed. I apologize. But Emmanuel Rivera is a bat I really liked, and he's going to do things like this. He'll give you a double dong outing. He's got a bat that can give you some offense, and if he gets to play every day, I'd like to see what Emmanuel Rivera could do over a 162-game season, just getting to play every day. That would be interesting to me. Chad says, in six games with Arizona, time to buy. I think you are, Chad, you're always ahead of the curve. You should be a really good player who makes a lot of money. I don't know what your record are, your history is. We saw deep-fried butt leavings. History. Yes. His real name is, well, I won't say his real name on here, but in the Discord, we all found out what Deep Fried Butt Leavens, who's a very active Discorder here, and he's also on Twitter. Give him a follow if you want. He showed us his record recently. We got to see that. But I want to share what's going on here with my home team. Head to head, 5x5. If you don't know, now you know. Head to head, 5x5, OBP instead of average. The Bless You Boys, BYB Home League, keepers. 8 keepers this year. Last year was 10 keepers. This year it goes down to 8 at the end of the season. Next year we'll go down to 6, and then we'll go back up again. And look at this. Right now, my team is struggling a bit here. I like these players. I mean, look at this roster. Look at these people. Can you not see it yet? Yeah, there it is. Nice job, dumbass. Good God.
Whatever, motherfucker!
Okay, here it is. So, yeah, Nick Lodolo had a rough first inning. Didn't even strike out anybody. Give up 3 runs. Daniel Barr got the save today. Did give up some earned runs and looks like some walks and hits. Daniel Barr is incredible. Love that dude. But Nick Lodolo, first inning. So this is where I'm at right now, folks. So what do you guys think of this team? Is it trash? I feel like I made some bad choices at the trade deadline. And I just can't even go back now. I can't go back now and relive it. I can't relitigate it. This is how it is. So Chad says, my numbers on Yahoo are putrid. Ew. Joe says, show the standings. What, you want to see the standings of where I am in the league? Ooh, that's what he really wants. Chad says, because I take over abandoned dynasty teams, turn them around, and then pass them off to the next guy. Oh, you're that dude. Okay. I know that dude. Those people are cool. It's nice to have them around. They provide a good service, and we appreciate what you do.
Welcome to hell.
Okay, so you want me to show the standings? Okay, that's fine. Let's see here. How do I?
You're translation.
Oh my God! We got advertisements on here. Go away. I don't know. I don't know if these team names. We don't do like. Let me look at these team names. I feel like. Yeah, there it is. Okay. And here we go. Okay, there it is. So I'm Ghetto Paranoia there. I'm in second place. Now, you might wonder, what the hell does Ghetto Paranoia mean? Well, there's a long story related to this team name. This was my original first ever fantasy baseball's team name. I'm not the guy who changes his name all the time. I've stayed with the same name since day one, okay? And I did it as a satirical commentary on modern society and the city life. And, you know, I'm from Detroit. Look at these other names. We got Go Folk. Go Crazy, Folks. Go Crazy. So you know what that means? Anybody know what Go Crazy, Folks, Go Crazy is? We got Douche Minutia. That's a great one. The Velvet Hammer, Isochron, Los Zapatistas, Crunch Station, Yay, Horrible Things, Theo Ball. That's a Theo Epstein tribute. Clearly a Cubs fan. Digital Pregnancy. Fascinating. And Johnny Fish Pasta. Yep. Bottom line is, Ghetto Paranoia was a name I came up with as a satirical commentary on this unnecessary divide I grew up with in Michigan. It's always been this way. Metro Detroit, heavily segregated, even though it's not technically segregated. And it's just such a strange... I found it was actually more common. When I moved to Baltimore and I moved to Maryland, I thought Baltimore and Detroit were very similar. Very, very similar with these... You know, what we know about redlining today now and the reality of what has been done over the course of this country's history. Not to go on a whole tangent here about United States history and what it's like to be an African-American in this country from the inception of the United States. But, yeah, so that's what Ghetto Paranoia meant and means. It's not like, oh, I'm afraid of the ghetto. It's not about Jewish ghettos. I'm Jewish, by the way. It has nothing to do with that. It was a satirical commentary on the unnecessary white flight that happened in Detroit in the 60s and this fear of the city that I grew up with when I was a kid. And, you know, I live in reality. I'm not going to bullshit about it. And that's what it was like. And it was so over the top. It was so ridiculous. People talk about, oh my God, here, Detroit's a very scary place. That's just a bunch of bullshit. It's as scary as any other city in the country. Yes, there's issues. Detroit has a lot of issues. So does Chicago, New York City, LA, Phoenix. There's issues all over the country in every urban environment. So fuck off, you know? Don't even give me this bullshit. If you're trying to read into anything or you think you know more about the situation, come here, experience it, and find out for yourself. Don't believe the hype. Get real.
Can't trust it.
That's right. You can't trust the word of mouth. So here, I am in second place. All of that is to say, I am in second place, okay? And that's me. I'm going to get the bye. Top six teams make the playoffs, folks. So it looks pretty good for me right now. I'm definitely going to make the playoffs, and I'm probably going to get that bye because I've got a 9-game lead, but I'm getting smoked here 8-1 suddenly. It was 6-4 me yesterday, so where's the matchups? Here, yeah, things went sideways. I'm getting destroyed all of a sudden, and I'm not sure what happened. He must have had a big day today. He had more hitters going. Oh, boy. Yeah, look at this. Grandal had a homer today, a big day. Bregman had a big day. Bobby Witt stole a base today. He's got a good team. I mean, he's going to make a run at it this year. My guys, Votto and India, are just getting started in the Field of Dreams game. Segura went over 3. Suzuki, 1-for-1. All right. Yeah, well, he ripped my guy Lodolo. At least I'm benefiting from Lodolo's mess by having Suzuki, right? So that's cool. But let's see. I'm down 1 win. I'm down 1 save. I'm up in Ks. ERA and whip. I've had 38 innings. That's not bad. Usually, roughly, the average, I would say, is about 50, 55 innings per contest. So, there you go. There's a little breakdown, a little dive into what's going on there. I got to change the background on that because that was ugly. That was ew. That was not what we want to see. I apologize for that. All right. So, it's time to get into... Any other questions, by the way? Commentary? Chad says, hold on. Don't lie to me. I've watched Hardcore Pawn. The ghetto is real. No. Well, of course... Urban blight and night. I mean, Detroit has this thing called the Detroit Land Bank, which is taken advantage of so much. It's such a whole scam, dude. The FBI has been investigating it. They've been exploiting it. It was supposed to be about tearing down a lot of these old homes that have been abandoned in Detroit. Detroit has a lot of abandoned homes. No doubt about it. But the Detroit Land Bank. In fact, I get all my information from a great show. It's called the No BS News Hour. Charlie LaDuff. They talk about it way better than I ever could. So if you want to learn more about this stuff, just check out the No BS News Hour. YouTube, Charlie LaDuff, you'll find it. They do great work over there, and I'm a big fan of it, so...
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
I'll leave it at that because this is a fantasy baseball show and I can't go on forever. Is Trevor Huth in this league? Just wanted to make sure Trevor is in last place. Trevor is not in this league. That is my home league I've been in since 2016. 2015? No, 2014. Oh, my God. What the hell's going on here?
Damn!
So I've been in that league for 8 years and with guys I've known since high school. That's who they are. All right. Let's get into the Reddit adventure. It's time, folks. It's time for us to dive in. We're going to look together, and you guys are welcome to drop in your own transactional commentary about, you know, what you want to do. Do you have additions, subtractions that you want to do? Let me know. Hit me up on that, okay? But we're going to dive into the subreddit here, the Fantasy Baseball subreddit, the Nightly Anything Goes thread. There's always plenty of, hey, should I drop this guy? Hey, should I add this guy? What do you think of this trade? So I think it's interesting to kind of analyze it in real time and then see where we end up and see what we get out of it. I did this once before, so this is the second time I'm doing this on the Palazzo Podcast.
Utah, give me two.
That's right. Utah, give me two. This is the Palazzo Podcast. Two L's, two Z's on Twitter. One more time.
Give me two.
Please follow us on Twitter. Please subscribe to the YouTube. Please give us a five-star rating. Do all the things that make the show better, guys. Come on. Why do we only have three viewers tonight? What the hell? Is everybody watching that Field of Dreams game right now? I feel like this is a rather low performance. Am I slipping? We did slip a bit. We haven't done a main show here, the Plaza Podcast Big Show, in about 2 weeks because Deary's been busy and, you know, life happens. So that's why I wanted to get on tonight and make sure we at least did a show, because I hate leaving you guys in the lurch. I don't want to leave you guys hanging. I love you guys. I love this show. And I love what we do for you. I love what you do for me, Toyota. Where the hell is my... That was so weird that disappeared. All right, let's get into the subreddit here. No more screwing around. Are you ready?
You've never heard of Bozo the Clown?
I'm a total bozo. That's me. Oh, Chad says, I didn't actually know it was happening, so that might be part of it. I just happened to see the going live notification. Well, I posted on Twitter. I dropped it in the Discord. So there's that as well. And on Twitch, I never know what's happening over there. Chad is our requisite person on Twitch to this day. I have never gotten a lot of fanfare on Twitch, nor have I really tried to like grow the Twitch side of the Palazzo Podcast brand, if you will. All right. Let me share the subreddit here with you so we can all watch it together. Stand by. Boop, 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 boop,
boop. Wow, dude.
Yeah, I know I'm taking a long time on this. I apologize. That's my fault. Okay. Here it comes. Loop. Which one's better? Do you want to see my face? You want it like this? You want it like that? There we go. We'll do it like this. All right. Oh, I got to make that a little bigger. I feel like it's not big enough. There we go. There we go. That's better. Okay. So we're in the subreddit here, and you can see as we scroll along. Oh, someone's like, damn, that was close, Joey. Someone else is saying, I'm not the only dummy that started the Dolo, right? Nope. That is definitely not the case. Frank Thomas is talking to me. Sweet. Where's he at? You're not the only dummy. Prank Thomas. Yeah. That's funny. Frank Thomas was not the only dummy. I started Lodolo. Does Blade seem like the real deal? Otherwise, we'll just use my last ad to get a hold guy like Bass. Blade is the real deal, and I'm a big fan of JJ Blade. In fact, I thought I missed out a few times by not picking him up in several leagues that I tried to add him when he got the call, which I thought was a little surprising that he got the call. But, you know, at the same time, it's not about his talent, because he's very talented. It's a matter of opportunity. And with all the guys we just mentioned earlier in the show, with John Berti and Brian Anderson, all these guys in the mix, where does Blade play? Even Charles LeBlanc, that's a guy we haven't even mentioned. Charles LeBlanc came up, and he had a nice stretch here. There's another guy named Luke Williams who came up, and he stole three bases in one game for the Marlins. These are all Marlins. So where does J.J. Blade fit into this mess? I don't know, and I'm not sure he does, frankly. If he wants to play every day, he might not belong here. But he's also playing every day. But that's going to end, folks. It's going to end. I just told you this. Okay, so I don't want to relive it. I do want to tell you this. JJ Blade is very talented. He can hit for power. He can do almost everything on the field. Steal some bags, too. But will he be given preference over the veterans for a team that's not making the playoffs or going anywhere this year? I say Blade stays and he gets to play. I think I'm going to go that route. Yeah, I think I'm going that way. Yep, Joe called me. Govia, you dummy. Yeah, I am a dummy. No shit. Jamie says, well, I started my stuff on Twitch 2 weeks ago. It's okay. LOL. I had a weird guy comment. We were talking to no one. Yeah, see, I just like YouTube better for this. I admit that freely. Twitter is terrible now because once Periscope went away, remember Periscope? Periscope died, and now we don't have that. So if you try to stream on Twitter, you don't get to comment. You can only watch it, which is bogus. Chad says, Blade's profile confuses me a bit, but yeah, you don't settle for Bass. I think Chad's right on that, and we'll move forward. All right, looking for an India homer, good for you. Would you rather have rest of season, Bell or Castellanos? Runs, RBIs, and average all needed, less so home runs. Okay. Well, Josh Bell versus Castellanos. Castellanos, people have been saying, might be turning a corner soon. Is that really true, though, or are we just trying to hope for the best? I think there's a lot of crap in that, personally, and I'm not sure. What, are we supposed to wait another 2 weeks for Castellanos to get going?
2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Yeah, we don't have 2 weeks. Not at this point in the season. Castellanos says, unbelievably, has a 302 OBP this year. 302! That is incredible! I know, it's shocking. He plays every day, and they're just letting him work it out. He's got 10 home runs, folks. He's not a 254 career hitter, either. It's just mind-boggling. It really is. Is it the vibe? Did something go sour with Joe Girardi and he never got right this year? I mean, what the hell's going on there? He's a career 276 hitter. And he's definitely good for at least 20 homer power. I didn't think he was a 30 homer guy like we saw in 2021. That's not who Castellanos is. That was just because of the Great American Ballpark, or some people like to jokingly say the Great American Small Park. Castellanos or Bell? I'm going Bell. Bell is in San Diego. It's a great lineup. Bell's been a much better hitter all season long. Now, there's always a part of me when it's the playoff run, closing time, I do like to take risks on guys who have been struggling because you got to feel sooner or later they will turn it around. There is truth to that. So, I mean, Bell on the surface, Bell's the guy. Josh Bell over Castellanos. But if Castellanos figures it out and shows you the best of himself, he's also had some nice stretches to close some seasons here recently as well. I think I'm going to go Castellanos. And I'm just saying this because sometimes you got to zig when everyone else is zagging. And I know that's shitty advice. It's lame, weak advice with minimal data to support it. But I think that's the move. Yep. Yeah, I'm going Castellanos over Bell. And I'm not trying to be a contrarian by doing so. I just think the best of Castellanos is yet to come. And if you're trying to win a playoff head-to-head, or even if you're trying to gain stats in Roto, you want to move up the standings, then you want Castellanos on your side. And, you know, since July 25th, Castellanos has a 138 WRC+. Remember, 100 is average. That's pretty good. I know it's a smaller sample size. I like to use WRC+ in bigger sample sizes than shorter ones because it encompasses so much in overall production of offense and run production. But he might be getting it going here. He's got a couple home runs, driving in some runs, scoring runs, and he's hitting the ball a lot better, and he's getting on base at a much better clip recently. Now, you know, the past doesn't predict the future, but it does. Yes. Baseball is a game of streaks, and just because a guy hit three home runs one day doesn't mean he'll hit three home runs the next day. It's cumulative. A guy could have a streak where he goes 0-for-4 one day during the streak, but then goes 3-for-4 the next day. That, in baseball, is still a quality streak. So just remember that. And that's all I have to say about that. Chad says, even if Castellanos turns the corner, how many blocks after that corner is he from reaching Bell? The sad truth is, Castellanos has only really thrived in hitters' parks. Yeah, Comerica Park. I mean, I know something about the Detroit Tigers over here. And
go Tigers!
Oh, by the way, I went to Lou Whitaker's jersey retirement. I wanted to talk about that. Damn it! It was the coolest thing, man. Going to see Sweet Lou and doing the Lou. That was so much fun, guys. I had a great time, and then we left. We didn't even go to the game. We got there 90 minutes early because I wanted to get the free jersey. They were giving away a Lou Whitaker jersey to the first 10,000 fans. And if you saw this on my Twitter, at MJ Govier, G-O-V as in Victor, I-E-R. Please follow me. DM me. Hit me up. Tell me what's going on in your life. I talked about this in the video, how we got there 90 minutes early to get that damn jersey. I never do this stuff. But it turns out, for special events, they open 2 hours prior, and I missed out on the jersey. So we sat there for about an hour and 25 minutes before they finally did the ceremony, watched the ceremony, and then we left before the game even started. Now, Shane McClanahan was pitching. That was a bit of reason to stay. That would have been a great reason to stay, but that's just how I feel about the Tigers, unfortunately, right now.
Go Tigers!
And all the Al Avila got so much heat, and everybody's dumping on him, but Chris Illich is the real evil bastard. Chris Illich, the owner of the Tigers, is the true scumbag.
Go Tigers!
Yeah, that's right. I said it. Bottom line. From Detroit to Wrigley to Gab. Yeah, great American ball. That's right. And now he's in Citizens Bank. So Wrigley, he actually went on a tear. When he got traded to the Cubs, he came alive. I think at Detroit, he got kind of bummed out there. And once he left Detroit, he's been a better hitter, frankly. That's Castellanos we're talking about. Chad also says in the live chat, it's a steep decline to Citibank. Yes, it is. All right, next one here on the subreddit. We're scrolling live in real time. Drop Laureano or Hap for Pasquantino. Leaning Hap. They forgot the N in Pasquantino. It says Pasquatino, but that's okay. We all make mistakes. No big deal. Would you rather give up Ramon Laureano or Ian Hap to pick up Vinny Pasquantino? That's a fun one. Vinny Pasquantino. It's on a roll. He's heating up. He's doing what he does. And those of you that held on to Vinny, well, you're...
Genius, genius, genius.
Yes, you are. I remember somebody hit me up about 10 days ago, would you rather have Muncy or Pasquantino? And I said, Muncy had the better lineup, but Pasquantino was a better hitter. So I hope that person held on to Pasquantino and everything worked out well, because it would have if you held on to him. Now, at the same time, go back to our pal Deep Fried Butt Leavens. Oh, my God, I haven't done any shouts. I forgot the shout button today. Yeah, that's... That's how discombobulated I am today, guys. Sorry about that. But Butt Leavens was torn between dropping Pasquantino to pick up Randall Grichuk. And he dropped Pasquantino and picked up Grichuk. Now, Randall Grichuk went 5-for-5 against Miles Mikolas, who had that... Oh, Miles Mikolas, you poor bastard. But he had such a great attitude after the game. Did you see Miles Mikolas' commentary after the game? He had his cowboy hat on. He was upbeat. He was definitely ready to...
Coors.
He was definitely ready to rip a Coors after getting shelled at Coors. Maybe, you know, he's a Cardinal, too, so he might have had a... Yeah, he might have had a Bush, too. But Miles Mikolas took it well. Gave up 10 earned runs, 14 hits. Anybody who started Mikolas and Coors, you got screwed. It was so bad. I feel sorry for you. Oh, man, so bad. Anyways, in this situation that Butt Leavens was in, Pasquantino or Grichuk, I mean, Grichuk's been on a tear too, so I don't think you can feel that bad. If it was redraft, that's great. But if it was a keeper league and you wanted to keep Pasquantino, then he probably wouldn't have dropped him anyways because he knows what he's doing. But as far as this one here, Ramon Laureano or Ian Happ for... Vinny Pasquantino. Shout out to everybody who's helping us out today on the show.
Flawless victory.
Nope, that's the wrong button. Shout! There it is. Chad says, isn't Vinny just a better version of Laureano? Well, he can't steal the bases like Laureano, obviously. I assume you're not even talking about that, but Laureano's base-stealing ability makes him much more useful. And Laureano's been heating up here. He's been getting on a roll for the A's. The hapless A's. Get it? Ian Happ? Oh, my God. I'm so funny. I'm so funny. Now, Ramon Laureano went 3-for-4 in his last game. That was nice. And, you know, before that, 1-for-4, 0-for-4, 0-for-5, 0-for-4. And a 2-for-5er. A home run, a grand slam. He had 4 ribbies. And another homer. He had 2 home runs in 4 games right before the trade deadline. On the season, Ramon Laureano has 10 steals. He hasn't stolen a base since July 30th. Now, that's not the Ramon Laureano we want. So I guess when you look at it that way, Ramon Laureano needs to steal more bags to be more viable. Now, Ian Happ, on the flip side, You know, he's not a base stealer, but he's got six steals this year. That's nice. That's only four off from Laureano. And he's hitting for a much better average and gets on base, and he walks more. He's at a 10% walk rate this year. The Ks have come down for Hap, which has been great. 23% K rate this year. That's nice. That's very nice. And gives him a 118 WRC plus for the season. Vinny, you know, he got called up mid-season, so he doesn't have a huge portfolio to work with. He's had 159 plate appearances coming into today anyways. And he's got a 10% walk rate, just like Ian Happ. K rate is much less. No steals, of course, because that's not what Vinny does. I think in this one, I think I'd like Vinny maybe for the heater stretch run. But if you need steals in your OBP league, I'm going to go Ian Happ here. I want to keep Happ. I want to hold on to Happ. What do you guys think? We're live here on the Palazzo Podcast. I'm Michael Govier, MJ Govier on Twitter, Palazzo Podcast, two L's, two Z's.
Utah.
You know how it works here.
Give me two.
Bing, bing, boom. Couple more minutes and I got to go. I got softball tonight, folks. Oh, bye. What are we going to do? Are we going to win? Are we terrible? Are we the worst team ever? Are we the best team ever? It's fascinating, but I do enjoy it. It's a good time. All right, let's scroll along. Scroll along. Other teams want my Wheeler and Kelnick. Worth giving them for Alonso? So basically, would you give up Zach Wheeler and Jared Kelnick for Pete Alonso? This looks to be in a 16-team keep 16. I would love to have Alonso in a 16-team points league keeper league. Now, in a points league, pitchers do usually take precedence because of innings pitched, and Wheeler can rack up the IP. So maybe Kelnick here is an afterthought. I guess I should make my opinion known on the record right now. Kelnick, fine player, definitely overhyped. You know, he is not the guy so far that he was proposed to be. The Mariners are in a playoff chase. They really want to win, so he could lose opportunities. He's got to produce or sit. And, you know, right now it's either like one game maybe he'll hit a solo homer, one game maybe he'll steal a base. It's too inconsistent, so Kelnick is an afterthought until he shows consistency for at least 30 days. I want to see a 30-day consistent run from Kelnick in the major leagues. That's what I want. Chad says, would you trade Saya for Vinny rest of season? I would not. I think Seiya Suzuki is a very special player, and so is Vinny. Vinny Pasquantino is a special player, but I think Seiya is a little more special and a little more advanced just because he's older and been around. I think I would hang on to Suzuki by a hair. That's just me. All right. Chad says, this gave me an intriguing trade idea, and you have shares, so your thoughts matter. Okay. Well, that was the one right there. I do like Seiya. All right, so in this Wheeler-Kelnick deal, I'd rather have Alonso, but it is a points league, so I am slightly hesitant, but I usually like to get the hitter over the pitcher. Points league, though, I could see why maybe you don't want to trade Wheeler. I would have to see the points league set up, too, because sometimes points leagues are structured differently than your typical points league. All right, what else we got here? We're scrolling along on Reddit in the fantasy baseball subreddit, the Nightly Anything Goes thread, where they always are posting. These people are posting day and night with their thoughts all night long. All night. Yeah, that's true. Shout out to the guy who posted earlier warning people not to start pitchers in this game. Oh, in the Field of Dreams game, this is happening. Yeah, maybe that was the right call. All right. Looking for stuff that we can comment on here. Come on, we want analysis. We don't want these random comments. I'm surprised. It's just a lot of random comments right now. Here we go. I have Giancarlo Stanton, Bryce Harper, and Mike Trout. Don't know if I should hold them all for playoffs or trade them all or whatever else. I've all but locked up a playoff spot. I'm a 3 seed right now. I'm currently starring Ketel Marte, Alec Thomas. That's a K, not a C. Just a little note, side note. And Trent Grisham in my outfield. My pitching staff is super deep and infield is above average. So it's a 14-team head-to-head redraft, 17 categories. Good God, man, that is intense. Damn! Seriously, that's too many. That's overwhelming. There's something you all should know, okay? If you're doing a head-to-head Cats league, please cap it at 12. Because after 12, it just starts to mix in together and causes chaos. And it's just going to, You're just going to be canceling one category out for another, and then you don't even know what you're doing anymore. So take it from me, please, as a long-time, 20-year veteran of head-to-head categories leagues, please cap your leagues at 12 categories. Thank you. All right, so you have Stanton, Harper, and Trout. You want to hold them for the playoffs? Harper will be back maybe mid-September. Mike Trout, Mike Trout is officially Ken Griffey Jr. now. It's official. He's losing prime years to injury. So it's really sad. And it reminds me of that to the T and bums me out. Stanton, you know, Stanton does what he does. I would consider moving all three of those guys if you could upgrade, if that's what you're telling me. If the trade deadline hasn't passed yet, upgrade now. I would move all three. I would move Stanton, Harper, and Trout. I know that it's head-to-head. It's 14-team, so that's a pretty nice stack for a 14-team league. But you get a lot in return there and make a playoff run. Maybe keep Harper, move Trout, and Stanton. What do you think of that? Or keep Trout and move Harper and Stanton. I don't know. I'd move two of the three for sure. For sure. Oh, here it is. Kent says, would you trade Jean Panetta for Lemieux? What's up, Kent? I'm so glad to see you here. God, I'm so glad Kent's here. I'm going to pause. Hey, Kent. Hi. Kent's here just in time. We're going to wrap up the show. I tried to cover as much as I could on the subreddit. Kent, I hope you're doing well. I'm so glad you popped in. Kent, do you think I'm going to do well in softball tonight? Let me know. Chad says, I don't think there's enough info to answer. Yeah, you're talking about the Trout, Stanton, Harper question? That's fair. Well, that's all I have time for today. I got to go play softball. It's been a pleasure. I'm so glad we got to see Kent. Chad, you killed it. Everybody else who popped in early on, thanks for popping in the live chat. I love doing the show. I feel like we're losing steam because football's starting to dominate and take over. Is that what's happening here? People are checking out on baseball. It is almost the middle of August. But I just love our show, and I love doing this, and I love building momentum and connecting. And the bigger the show and the more people that chime in, the better this show is. You guys make the show better. So just remember that. Palazzo Podcast on Twitter, 2Ls, 2Zs. I'm at MJ Govier.
Give me two.
G-O-V is Victor IER. Please follow Christopher Deary while he is not here. You can definitely follow him. C Deary 1999. That's Deary as in dearly beloved. Fuck yeah, Govier. Two out triple to win it. Go, kid. See, I like Kent. Like, you guys think Kent is my enemy. He's not. Kent is just very honest, and he holds people to a very high standard. And, you know, I respect that. I do. I think you got to share your brutal truths when you fail and things don't work out and when things go your way. All about being open, honest, and real here. So thank you so much. Don't forget the Patreon, the Discord. The Discord's free. It's pinned at the top of the Palazzo Podcast Twitter feed, 2Ls2Zs, Palazzo Podcast. And subscribe, 5-star review, all the stuff that makes the show better. Can you guys do it all if you haven't done it? Hey, Kent, maybe Kent will give us a 5-star review. He'll shock the world. It'd be amazing. I would love that. But it's got to be earned. It's got to be earned. All right, I'm turning it over now to the one, the only, the man himself, who has his very own channel in the Palazzo Podcast Discord. That's right, it's time for Russell Crowe.
Right, lads. Now, I know there's not a faint heart among you. And I know you're as anxious as I am to get into close action. But we must bring him right up beside us before we spring this trap. That will test our nerve. And discipline will count just as much as courage. The Acheron is a tough nut to crack. More than twice our guns, more than twice our numbers. And they will sell their lives dearly. They mean to take us as a prize. And we are worth more to them undamaged. Their greed will be their downfall. England is under threat of invasion. And though we be on the far side of the world, this ship is our home. This ship is England. So it's every hand to his rope or gun, quick's the word and sharp's the action. After all, surprise is on our side.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.